All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Houston Rockets Daily. We have Let's Talk Rockets episode number 59. Jesus, we got episode 59 here. It is officially All-Star break for the Houston Rockets. We got festivities, I believe, beginning tomorrow. And then we've got the All-Star game on Sunday night. And the Houston Rockets just had a brutal loss yesterday, 24-29 to the Memphis Grizzlies. That's their record right now. Doesn't matter. The Houston Rockets' current record is 24-30 because of last night's 113-121 loss. So we will not see the Houston Rockets play basketball until Thursday, February 22nd, which is exactly a week away. So what's up to the chat? We had some folks commenting before. What's up, Pedro? Thank you guys for tuning in today. This one could get long. I'm not going to try. My phone's about to die. Gonna try to not make it too long, but it is, you know, I know we're not at like, you know, the 42 game mark, we're past that, but I am definitely in the next couple of days gonna be posting a ton of like kind of half season, midway through the season content. Once again, guys, this is available on streaming platforms if you want to listen to it when you're driving or, you know, at the gym or working or whatever. We are like 10 plays away from 500. We're trying to, you know, climb up those ranks. So check that out or type in Let's Talk Rockets with Jackson Ostro on Spotify or Apple. Let me pull up some tweets here. So, you know, the Jalen Green thing is kind of the thing. So I guess I didn't think that my phone was about to die, but let's pull up some box scores here. Let's talk about last night's game. So Jalen Green got benched. 4 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Now, this video or this stream is not going to all be about Jalen Green, but I think it's important to start her off. And we got a ton of stats and all that fun stuff. And we'll be talking about Amen and all that stuff. But if you guys wouldn't mind hitting that like button, try and get this out there. So Nate Hinton and Aaron Holiday got over. They played over Jalen Green because Jalen Green got benched. He was 2-7 from the field, 0-4 from downtown. He didn't play in you know, what was it like the, you know, final, whatever, long time. He only played 22 minutes and he was -3, although we know box score or plus minus isn't really an important stat. I'm not a huge fan of the way Ime Udoka's, you know, kind of playing this with Jalen Green. And I don't even want to, you know, get into this tweet I saw. I don't know who this guy is, but looks like he's got a microphone in his hand. So do with that as you will. So Roosh Williams, after the Sixers blew out that Rockets last month, Jalen Green very angrily told me I'm not being used properly. I'm not no sixth man. This was in response to me saying that Cam Whitmore should start at shooting guard. I don't really have validity of, I don't know if this is like an actual thing or not, but to me, when I watch the Houston Rockets play and I watch Jalen Green play, I don't really notice any crazy bad body language from his side. So, you know, obviously yesterday was, you know, Valentine's Day. There was a ton of basketball. Now we've only got a couple of days or a couple of games on tonight. And, you know, I'm kind of like scrolling the timeline earlier today and I'm seeing, you know, Jalen Green's getting like all of this ridicule. And I think it's important. And then, you know, when I watched the game, I'm like, this dude didn't even have the ball in his hands. I tweeted that earlier today. I was like, Jalen Green didn't even have the ball in his hands yesterday. I want to revert back to last season. So we didn't, on this channel, I didn't make much content. It was, you know, year three of Steven Silas, and we were a terrible basketball team. I mean, just a god-awful basketball team. And the thing is this, dude, there was a specific game early on in the season. I think it was the month of December. Jalen Green had like, I think we might have actually won the game on like a game-winning three or an overtime victory. Played Golden State, and you know, Jalen had like 30-plus. You know, it was a good on-paper game. But for some reason, I think that was, you know, maybe TNT or ESPN or something like that kept a keen eye on that one. And it was so clear to me that nothing changed from the Houston Rockets from year two with Steven Silas. Because year one was James Harden, you know, year two of Steven Silas to year three of Steven Silas. Like, nothing really changed. Like, we see, you know, Jalen had 30 points. You know, Shangoon can hoop. We all wanted Steven Silas to play him more, et cetera, et cetera. We got Jabari Smith, the rookie, out here. The players didn't really know what their role was kind of the vibe I got the entire last season. And it looked to me like Steven Silas didn't really know what he was doing, didn't really know what he was supposed to do, and whatever he was trying to do was not getting through to our players. And so I'm watching Houston, you know, get this victory over, you know, Golden State, one of the better teams in the NBA with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. And I didn't notice it pissed me off because I was like, this team is, I feel so bad for these young cats. And outside of, I would say, OKC right now, you do not see success in majority of sports, but especially basketball, because, you know, if we like get into football, I mean, there's, you know, 53 men on those rosters here. Teams don't really have success unless you have veterans on your team. And our veterans, you know, we're guys like Boban who just didn't really play. So it's almost like this season is like the first year of a rebuild. Even though we have all this young talent, because we went out there, we acquired Dylan Brooks, we acquired Fred VanVleet, we got Jeff Green, you know, we got these veterans to put around our young core. And now there's some type of structure and there's some type of trend to some type of culture, whatever that is and whatever that's going to be that Ime Udoka wants to instill. We finally have a team with structure. And the point I'm saying that is because we're 24 and 30, and just because we went out and acquired guys like Fred and Dylan and all these veterans, and we have this young, enticing core and Jalen Green and et cetera, it's like those dudes really had no idea what their role was, what they were supposed to do, and what they were trending towards, the goal, the overarching goal. They had no clue what that was going to be last season for all 82 basketball games. So you have to have some type of patience here because that's how dysfunctional the Houston Rockets were. We can have Jalen Green be a freaking, you know, all-star player. We can have Shangoon be an all-star player. Jabari can be rookie of the year. But there wasn't any structure. So it's a learning curve. And you have to unlearn these bad habits, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I don't know if that tweet that we just put on the screen there is valid or if that was, you know, because I don't remember Jalen Green ever saying anything like that to the media, you know, on a microphone. But I still have hope. And, you know, I was looking at this today and I'll just even pull it up. History of second picks in NBA draft. So everybody wants this dude to Jalen Green to be something he is not. They want him to be this, like, James Harden and this Luka Doncic and, oh, he's sloppy and he can't shoot and he can't finish and he doesn't rebound and he doesn't defend and he doesn't pass and all of this stupid stuff. And this is not what I'm looking for. Here we go. Let's put this on the screen here. My point here, and Pedro puts it perfectly. What's up? What's up, TP? How you doing? I don't really think you can blame one player coach for being this bad. The whole team got to take accountability and be better. I mean, Dylan Brooks can't throw a grape in the ocean right now. Jabari's a little bit slow shooting-wise since his injury. We're without our starting point guard. You know, I'm watching our bench yesterday, and, like, thank goodness for Nate Hinton, and I think he's going to get, you know, some more playing time. I'm curious what happens when, you know, Fred's healthy and Tari's healthy and Cam's healthy and these guys are healthy. If, because I would assume actually Nate Hinton gets thrown out of the rotation, but I think he was doing a good job. But I'm Jalen Green didn't even have the ball in his damn hands yesterday, dude. Like, Jalen Green, we can't shoot, man. I'm watching our bench, Jayshon Tate, Aaron Holiday, Jeff Green. Like, how we're injured. We can't shoot. Like, how good do you think it can be? We're getting up, Rockets fans are getting upset at the issues that we know we were going to have heading into the season and that we've had all season and nothing was done to change it roster wise. It kind of blows my mind. Anyways, let's pull up every number two overall selection in NBA history. All right. Brandon Miller looks like a baller. Chet Holmgren looks like a baller. All right. We got Jalen Green there. James Wiseman, bust. John Morant, stud. Marvin Bagley kind of resurged, but as far as being a number two overall pick, you know, like 6 years ago, I don't like calling players bust, but like, you know, under, didn't live up to what he did at Duke. Lonzo Ball has, you know, been injured, but, you know, he's solid. Brandon Ingram, super solid. D'Angelo Russell, you know, solid role player for sure. Jabari Parker, complete and utter bust. Victor Oladipo, injury concerns. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, you know, had some fun. Derek Williams, Evan Turner, you know, successful NBA career. Hasheem Thabeet, Michael Beasley, successful career. KD, LaMarcus Aldridge, Marvin Williams, Emeka Okafor, Darko Milicic, Jay Williams, Tyson Chandler. My point is, like, I'm curious what Jalen Green's kind of discourse would be if he wasn't the second pick in the NBA draft. All right, let's get into some tweets here. Great start to the season, loads of potential, a little slowdown, but things will get better. Got to continue the growth. So here's the thing as well. Every team in the NBA right now is super and completely fatigued, and Houston especially due to all these injuries. Especially for young players, and you'll hear, you know, guys in the NBA or former players in the NBA, you'll hear them say this, you'll hear them voice this. Like, dude, when I first got into the league, man, like, it's a long-ass season. And we talked about this in the last couple of shows when talking about Jalen Green, like, life exists. Like, just because these dudes are in the NBA doesn't mean, like, life doesn't exist for them. Life outside of basketball and, you know, responsibilities and issues, you know, relationships, family, friendship, you know, ladies, you know, whatever it is, like, car breakdowns, you're traveling every other day, you know, you're staying, you're away from home, you're away from your loved ones for weeks at a time, and you're practicing every day and you're lifting every day and you're playing 30 minutes a night every other night. Like, it's a long, grueling ass season. And so I think this All-Star break, which is the point of the All-Star break, is going to be great for these Rocket guys to just kind of get back together, get healthy, recharge up, chill out, relax, enjoy your All-Star break. You know, enjoy your break here, and let's get back to business. All right, so let's get into some tweets here. Kelly Oko, Yudoka, I think a beat writer, on Houston's lack of energy. It's definitely a concerning problem. Maybe I have to look at the rotation and the lineup I have out there starting and try to get five competitors out there at one time to avoid poor starts like that. I will look at all of that over the break, look in the mirror at myself, and figure out the best way forward to get us to better starts. And I'm just pointing towards fatigue there. I don't know why I have this. Oh. All right, we got a tweet here from Elprin Sengoons. I'd keep starting Jalen. Benching him at this point probably kills his value. Plan's not happening. That's not necessarily true. We're, I think, like three games away from Golden State. It was tough with Tari. Anyways, 22 of our 30 losses have come within single digits. The Houston Rockets in the last three seasons were one of the worst teams / the worst team in the NBA. So we still have to learn how to win. We still have to figure out how to win. We still have to learn how to keep a win. Like, Rome was built in a day. But all roads do lead to Rome. That's actually all the tweets we got. I like this. I was gonna make a video on this. I love Jayshon Tate. I love his hustle. I love his energy. I don't think he has a role on Houston anymore. It's tough because, you know, we take a good amount of threes. We're dead middle in three-pointers attempted, but they're not converting, right? You know, we're fourth worst team shooting the deep ball, and we're the 10th worst team in three-point makes. Those stats kind of go hand in hand, but let's pull up Jayshon Tate's three-point percentage. Not too bad, 31%, 30.9%. Technically better than Jalen Green, but, you know, he's taking 1-3 a game, and just like you see with guys like Amen and just, you know, guards or players who can't shoot, you know, defenders are going to push back. They're going to get into the paint because that's where Jayshon really thrives. I do think Amen, if he is going to see a boost in playing time when Fred comes back and he's going to, you know, still be deployed off of the bench, you know, he is going to make players better. But the issue is the lack of shooting. The Reggie Bullock thing we've touched on several times recently because of this. Dylan Brooks really struggling. Jalen Green really struggling. These guys had horrible shooting months in the month of February, last 30 days. And I'm looking at this guy, and we, you know, like I said, we keep talking about Reggie Bullock, who's shooting 42% from downtown this year. He's played in 22 games, and he's getting less than 10 minutes a night. Let me go back to him with Dallas last year. He played in 78 games, started 55 of them, and he got 30 minutes a night. And so I don't need Reggie Bullock to be, you know, putting up 10 points a night. Like, he hasn't done that in, you know, three, four years. But if he's giving me, like he has in his entire NBA career, where he averages 3 points per game, three threes per game made, that would go a long way. And so I hope Ime does look in the mirror, and I hope he does adjust these rotations, because having Jay Sean out there with guys like, you know, even if he's out there with like Shangun and Amen, and we're not a good 3-point shooting team in general. None of those particular guys can shoot much, right? All right, Thomas says Trey Green to the Raptors. I don't think Jalen Green's gonna have a long future with Houston, unfortunately. I do have my concerns with Amen, and it's kind of a win-lose for Jalen specifically. I hope the dude can keep his head up, and I hope he can keep his heart in there no matter what his thoughts on Ime's rotations are. We got a great tweet here. Let me pull it up. It's from probably the best Rockets YouTuber out there. Let's pull it up. All right, Pedro, the best thing has to be our defense being so bad. We used to be top five or something for like the first quarter of the season. And, you know, that's the issue, man, is these guys aren't shooting. They're not making their threes. And I like the defensive change. I do like that. But we have to keep in mind it's a star-driven league. And the Houston Rockets right now don't have a star. You could argue that Shangun is a star. But I would say just like kind of guys like Franz Wagner and, you know, Scotty Barnes and, you know, Cade Cunningham. And, you know, the list goes on and on with guys in their, you know, second or third years. Like, until your team wins a playoff series, then you can have that kind of star status. You know, maybe Shangun is an all-star. We can agree on that. And he's a rising star, especially with his age. Like, he's on his way to stardom. But the Houston Rockets still don't have a star. We still don't have a star in a star-driven league. And you're going to run into Lucas, who are going to just pick you apart here. All right, let's pull up this tweet from the best Houston Rockets YouTuber out there. All right, Jostro YT. It's a handsome man. Man, you check Rockets Twitter and think Jalen Green is being benched because of his play. The dude never even has ball in his hands. I wouldn't hate giving Amen Thompson the starting two role for a while and let Jalen be the sixth man in a Jordan Poole type of way to test. My point is, Amen can be the two. I'm curious what that would look like because he's such an energizer bunny and he's such a, what do they call it, like a Gatorade type of player. He's such a high-intensity, high-IQ basketball player that even though he can't shoot threes yet, that he would still, you know, wouldn't be like throwing Jayshon Tate in the starting role because of his athleticism and his physicality and his IQ. You know, Amen would be able to thrive in most situations. Cam Whitmore could play the two. Hell, I don't give a damn. But Jalen, you know, we talked about that tweet earlier on in the day. What's up, Josh? Appreciate you. We got nine folks in here. Hit that like button for me, guys. Thank you. Being the sixth man, the issue is the expectations for being drafted number two overall. But being the sixth man is a very important role. And I wish a lot of more NBA players would accept that type of role. But I do think it would be interesting to see Jalen Green briefly be the sixth man where he is the primary ball handler. Because I think Jalen needs the ball in his hands. He's a rhythm player. He needs to be in a flow. And the old adage we talk about on this channel for years, if you've ever played pickup basketball, and imagine you're playing with four other randos and you got that ball hog on your team, right? You got that ball hog, that dude who will not pass it. Maybe he's going off. He could be carrying your team, or you guys could be suffering. It doesn't matter. He's doing his thing. If you go like four possessions, five possessions, three possessions, even as simple as not having the basketball in your hands, I'm not even talking about shooting because that's obvious. If you haven't taken a shot in five straight offensive possessions, right? You need to have the ball in your hand. And that's why you see the best teams in the league, or even just, you know, rotations and screens. But you see a team like maybe not Golden State right now, but you see a team like Golden State back in the day. Think Golden State in their prime, where all these dudes are touching the ball on every single possession. You've got, you know, Steph's touching it, Klay's touching it, you know, Dre, Wiggins, Looney. Like, these guys are moving around and they're passing the rock. I don't see that recently with Dylan Brooks, and I think it's pissing players off. Guys like Jalen Green, that's going to be an issue for. But if Jalen Green is a rhythm and flow type of player, he needs the ball at least in his hands on possessions. He doesn't need to be taking the shot every possession. But that's why when you see Fred miss a game and you see Şengün miss a game, you'll see a Jalen Green career type of night. And my point is, it's just, if you've ever played basketball and you're playing with the ball hog in a pickup game, and all of a sudden, you know, you've been wide open in the corner for five straight possessions, and then you get the ball and you haven't touched it in 2 minutes, your chances of making that shot are a lot lower than if you were in more of a rhythm and flow. So we're missing our starting point guard, man. But I do think Jalen Green's the type of player who needs the ball in his hands, obviously. And I think he gets too much flack for issues that are not his fault. But yeah. Throw some chats in here. That's really all we got. Jake Fromm, Georgia Bulldog legend. Just woke up from a nap. I'm sick. Oh, it sucks, man. Go get some sun. Norman Powell excelled. Embraced the underrated team player. Powell is a great example. It's just the issue is Jalen Green, third season, second pick in the draft. You draft him at that point, post-Harden era. You want him to be a franchise guy. Yeah. You know, the expectations. So, Rudy Gobert, Goofy Gobert gave me COVID. So, I think Jalen Green could be that player. I don't think his tenure in Houston is going to last very long, and that winning window doesn't last long, and Houston's loaded up with some fat contracts, some tradable contracts, and Jalen Green is still a player. You could bench Jalen Green the duration of the season, and he's still a player a team would take a gamble on. Gamble, huge risk. He's still an enticing player. It just wouldn't be what you would want from, you know, the second overall pick. You would want, like, you know, like two first round picks or like, you know, something crazy in return. But it would not shock me based on Ime Udoka's recent benches from Jalen if this was his last season. I'm going to enjoy this last season if it is. But I don't like the slack that he gets. I think it was Thomas who said it. Everybody, or Pedro, like, everybody's got to take accountability. Everybody's got to be better. But we're tired, man. Everybody's tired right now. So we got an interesting second half here. You're 24-30. That we're three full games behind the 10th seed Golden State Warriors, but that will change tonight because Golden State plays. I don't know if Utah plays. But we'll be around three games back heading into the second half of the season and hopefully a lot healthier. And I really want my guys like Tari Eason to come back healthy as soon as possible. Cam Whitmore, obviously Fred. I mean, Fred's playing 37 minutes a night, guys. Like these dudes are tired, right? So that's all I got. I wish it was a better vibe because that Knicks win. Did Aaron Holiday get fouled? Did he not get fouled? Who fucking cares, dude? The Houston Rockets took down the New York Knicks tape. And we lost to one of the worst teams in the league, in Memphis Grizzlies. They out-hustled us, and it is what it is. But, man, it's a marathon, not a sprint. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right, right? So enjoy the break of no basketball, but enjoy it tonight. Hey, thank you. I think that's an L. Might be an I. Thank you. Thank you, A, though. Al or AI. Appreciate you. Got some chats going on here. Throw any opinions, throw any comments, any questions, any vent, hype. I don't care, man. This is a flow show for show, man. The Rockets are the most inconsistent team I've ever seen. Damn, dude. I feel like there's some more inconsistent teams out there. But to circle back, dude. Getting these veterans is so critical, man. You cannot win basketball games without having veterans on your team. And I don't know how the hell OKC was able to accomplish that last season. But we are in a very similar situation. It's just the issue is we don't have a Shea yet. Because it might be Şengün and it might be Amen. And Amen looks fantastic, dude. Amen looks fantastic. I did see a tweet from, I remember it was Bradeau. Anyone see Klay Thompson last night? Fucking A, dude. Come on, man. Klay Thompson's a decent example of Jalen Green. Just shooters, man. You're going to have bad months. You're going to have bad stretches. But Amen Thompson is on a goddamn tear, dude. This guy's a freaking beast. Can Fred start at the two? Thomas, our in-house rap fan. What are your thoughts on Freddie Double V at the two? Or is this on screen? Amen Thompson in his first six career starts. Oh, man. I thought Amen the day Amen Thompson. I wanted Amen Thompson to get drafted from the Houston Rockets so desperately badly. And I would have taken Scoot and I would have taken Brandon. I would have taken Vic, obviously. Maybe not anymore, but from the draft night, if you guys know. But a little loud cheese, dude. Amen Thompson to me is still, and this is no shade on any member of the Houston Rockets. I think Amen's just that dude, and I think he is the superstar for the Houston Rockets. Franchise, I think, is our franchise player. Amen Thompson, his first career six starts, 15 points, 14 rebounds, five assists, a steal, 13 and 6 with three blocks, 8, 9, and 4 in a steal, 12, 11, one assist, one steal, 8 points, 13 rebounds, five assists, five steals. And then yesterday, 19 points, 12 rebounds, three assists, two steals. I mean, this guy's an absolute animal. I mean, he's an absolute animal. And I'm curious, man. Nate Hinton was very, very interesting. I believe that was like his seventh ever NBA game. Or 10th or 11th, something like that. All right, guys, we're going to wrap it. Always wrap it. Amen and Azar, dude. Those dudes cut from the same cloth, clearly, being twins, but those boys' futures are bright. All right, guys, thank you for watching or listening. As always, available on Spotify and Apple. The link's down below, or type in Let's Talk Rockets with Jackson Ostro. We're at 4 Spotify ratings, dude. Let's see that number bump up to 5, baby. Why not? All right. Thank you for watching. Have a great rest of your week. We'll see you probably tomorrow or Saturday.